Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
My goodness.
Governor, they're not saying boo, they're saying Bruce.
Derby weekend is in the books, and maybe the best derby ever. Viewership for the television broadcast. You want to hear this? 15 million people, which is bigger than the Oscars, NFL draft, and the final round of the Masters. It will ever, forever be known as the Maskless Derby.
Yeah, but the video I put up of my dog doing a number two had more viewers than the Oscars,
well,
to be fair.
That's true.
But it's an old story on, I think it was the No Nukes concert. Paul Simon was getting ready to go out to the to take the stage.
Yeah.
And he was hearing boo, and he said, they're booing. They said, no, Paul, they're not saying, they're not booing, they're saying Bruce. And Paul Simon said, what's the difference? But boy, the boos that the governor received. But at the same time, Bevin got his as well, right?
Yeah. No, who cares? They boo the.
I love it.
They boo Goodell every single year. Sasquatch, 6 foot eight.
Yeah, and a half.
He only put in 100 hours last week, or am I lowballing?
I think it's terrifying. I told the boss 70, but it was probably actually way more than that.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. I saw, and by the way, great photos on Facebook. I see a picture of Bob Baffert. I'm guessing it's after he won the Derby. What do I know? But here's Sasquatch leaning over his shoulder with his phone facing Bob Baffert, and he's the only one. I'm trying to determine, are you trying to get sound from him speaking, or were you trying to get a selfie?
Sound, because I got a voice recorder on my phone that's easier than to lug around than the
yes,
the big one.
Yes.
So it's, if I did it that way, then I could just email it to myself and I don't have to worry about it. So I, it kind of does look like a selfie, but then that time it wasn't.
Well, Baffert is no Chris. He's no Chris Collinsworth, so. You really weren't worried about the picture.
Yeah, well, Sasquatch was just fawning all over Chris Collinsworth on Saturday. Didn't you up getting drinks or any food for him after you got the selfie?
What's he like?
What's he like, seriously?
What's he like?
Is he nice?
No, I don't think he needed any more drinks.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah, he sounded
He sounded as if he had pre-gamed. Yeah.
But congratulations to Jill Moss's husband, Bob whatever. He won the Kentucky Derby.
Number seven. All-time winning trainer. You know, we listen to Belichick and Nick Saban, and they've got 6-7 Super Bowls and national championships.
And they're so likable.
And they've become that jaded, you know, they don't want to answer anybody's questions. They're always yelling at people. The thing I like about Bob Baffert is that he still gets it. Like, he wasn't supposed to win. He's got a $35,000. Originally, the horse cost $1,000. So no one's talking Bob Baffert all week. And then all of a sudden, but he's crying. Like, Jill and them are crying after the win. They still get it. They still understand how awesome and special it is. Even after seven, because most people get really weird and jaded on life after all that success. But, Dave, I thought it was cool to see him emotional after that on his number seven.
It kind of reminded me of Tiger's last Masters. I'm sure Tiger in his mind isn't going to win another one. So when you come into, or he thinks he's going to, but maybe not. So you come into a derby with one horse and not even close to being the favorite. It was sort of like, I wasn't planning on this at all. What an awesome experience. Oh, and by the way, look what I found. Here's Chris Collinsworth and Sasquatch.
Figured out a good solid 15 minutes before the race starts.
Thanks for talking with us.
Okay, man.
You mind if I get a quick picture with you here?
Oh, Oh, we forgot to edit that part at the end.
Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie.
Oopsie daisy. Editing missed that.
I will say this. It was a perfect day, and we all needed it.
Yes.
And there was on the way out.
I'm proud of all of us.
It started to hit me.
We all did a tremendous job out there. I want to say that working in the trenches with you all is a pleasure.
Yeah, we missed you.
Well, it was like eye candy. People are sitting in their homes, and they're going, wait a minute. These are human beings, like 50,000 of them, without masks and next to each other. And I feel like I'm watching something illicit.
Yes. On the way out there, I started thinking, it kind of hit me halfway down the Washington Expressway. I was like, oh, damn, am I going to have to wear a mask for 4 hours? And when we got there and I started walking in and no one had a mask, and then I was like, well, once I turn this corner, everybody's going to have a mask. Nope. I said, okay, once I get in, everybody's going to have a mask. Nope. I was like, once I get in the grandstand, everybody's going to have – nobody had a damn mask. I was so overjoyed. And
so,
then here's what I didn't hear.
Okay.
Not one person said, hey, you put your mask on?
So here's my question. Will the governor go back to this charade today and go, oh, we must not talk to each other or touch one another. We must wear a mask.
The governor also was not wearing a mask.
I know.
But it's okay because he took his hypocritical oath. So that's...
to his point,
yeah.
How many times have we seen a politician do one thing on Tuesday and another thing on Wednesday? Come on. You know what the answer to that is.
No, of course.
He's
going to get up there and say, wear your mask.
He likes to have his little happy hour variety show and give out birthdays and anniversaries and show chalk drawings. There's no way that he says, yep. Yeah, you know, unless the thoroughbred industry corporate horse racing decides we want to throw another event, then it's going to be okay for the mask to come off.
We researched Sasquatch Jack Harlow, the rapper, was supposed to do the Riders Up call, okay?
Okay.
So
yes.
Just about a couple of minutes before that was going to happen, we find out that Jack Harlow is no longer going to do the call, that Dwayne Lucas is going to do the call, which he did a good job, obviously. And then we find out that there was a shooting at a nightclub the night before, and that Jack Harlow happened to be in the... What?
Calling it a nightclub is a stretch. It's in a strip mall on a vacant stretch of River Road.
Okay.
But shootings where rappers are involved? What?
I know.
It's weird.
It's very on brand.
Jeez.
So, so Jack Harlow did not do the Riders Up. That was the only hitch on the entire day of the schedule. But
What does that have to do with the,
hitch? Horses. He's the only one who catches these.
He wasn't shot, though, was he?
No,
it was part of his entourage. Yeah.
Oh, it was. Oh. See, I just thought he was there.
We had heard that it was one of his associates. Now, we don't know who.
What was the name of the joint where the shooting was?
The Vibe?
The Vibe?
Yeah, Vibe or something like that.
You know that shady-looking strip mall across from where Tumbleweed used to be on River Road?
Yes.
It's in there.
Oh, yes. I know where that is.
I have no idea what you're all talking about. Okay.
It's the one with crime tape around
mall.
It.
Strip mall.
Yeah.
Well, if he's wealthy, isn't he? Why didn't he just go like somewhere like Jack Ruby's where you're supposed to go, or Jeff Ruby's? Jack Ruby's.
Yeah, there'd also be a shooting there.
Like. Hey, if you go to Jack Ruby's.
let's go somewhere safer. Let's go to Sirhan's Little Bistro.
Sirhan's Little Bistro.
Hey, if you ever do wander down to Jack Ruby's, though, make sure you get their bar's signature drink. It's three shots that go straight to your gut.
Maybe we should start a restaurant from famous assassinations of the
right.
60s. And just have the, hey, you can come in and have the Jack Ruby burger or the Sirhan fries on the side.
Well, they can't
I love
be
the
too
tapas
bad.
At Mussolini's. They're really good.
Well, the Vibes can't be too bad. It says Louisville's premier restaurant and lounge. Join us for brunch.
Any place that has brunch can't be too bad.
Right.
Oh, sure.
So, again, the maskless derby is what we're going to call it. They called it at 51,000 people in the stands. There's no way that was 51. At the end, it looked more like 70. And, again, I don't care, all right,
nope.
What the number is.
Wait, are you going to say that corporate horse racing gets preferential treatment from the governor? Let me throw in my shocked face.
He's good friends with the head of big horse racing, and we all know who that is.
Who is that?
Who's that?
Bill Cox.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Carl.
Bill Cox got his hand in a lot of stuff. There's no doubt. So 51,000 now. And would you all agree, Sasquatch, especially you were out there late, 70,000 at least is what I was thinking. I looked at the crowd right before I left and went, ooh, this is a lot more than 50.
Yeah, because when I saw the number, and, I mean, the grandstands look pretty full. And then you obviously can't see into the dining rooms from down low, but you assume that they're probably pretty decently full.
So here's what you're telling me. You're saying this is 100% opposite direction of baseball. Because if you go to a baseball game, you'll look and there'll be 12 people around.
Yeah.
And then the eighth inning, they'll say, today's paid attendance, 92,312. And you look and it's just you and the corn dog lady.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bet you what they did was limited the pre-sale. But then any walk-ups or late tickets, like, we're not limiting these. If people want to come in, come on in.
Yeah, come on in. And then we were in the grandstands, and it was supposed to be every box that you had was supposed to be clear on the left and right and above you and below you. Yeah. Well, a bunch of Bob Euchers started filling in those chairs.
Of course they did.
They all started coming in.
In the front row.
By 5 o'clock, it went from one every whatever six boxes to they're all full. They were all full.
So what did the 6 feet of separation look like in the infield? That must have been really odd seeing everybody social distancing 6 feet away from each other in the infield.
And Kevin Bacon was the only one doing it.
Yeah. No, so that's they were huddled around the final stretch, all right? So I was wondering why nobody was anywhere else, but then that filled in a lot more than I expected it to be. And I will say this, the all-inclusive, I hope they keep that.
Yes.
So was that any drink that you wanted?
Yeah, any drink you want.
Anything you wanted to eat? Or
any
was it
food.
Limited? Really?
Yep. You just walk up to the vending, wherever you were.
So if they had like a $35 steak sandwich, I could just park there. And
they're
go
not
over.
Serving $35 steak sandwiches on certain floors. So the higher you go up, the more, the better stuff you
okay.
got.
Okay. What was the Sasquatch? Let me go to the expert. Sasquatch.
Yeah, food.
Yes.
What was the premier food that would be available to the regular guy?
Oh,
well, they had chicken
fingers. I don't know. I didn't actually wander through that many concession
sandwiches.
Stands. Yeah, you get pulled pork sandwiches, the chicken fingers, the cheeseburgers. I mean,
so
pretty much,
if
it's any concession stand, it was just
free.
You just walk up to it, tell them what you wanted, and
whoever
was at the concession stand or the vendors, they were all just working for tips.
And what about the bar? I could go to the bar and say, give me 25 shots of tequila.
Two drinks apiece. So you have to drink
at
all day.
Time. Yeah.
At a time. Two drinks at a time. So you went and got a drink for your spouse or your friend. You could do that.
But
wow.
And Paul Miles and I were standing at the front gate because you walk in, they hand you a free program. And then right behind that was the guy saying, free beer, free juleps. And Miles and I just looked at each other and said, this crowd's not going to make it to the third race.
No.
All right, I found some music, guys. I wonder if we can get a little preview of what Andy's hour is going to be like today after being booed.
First of all, I would like to address what some people are articulating as boos. Mm. They weren't booing me. They were celebrating free booze at Churchill Downs. So I want to set the record straight that they were not making disparaging noises at me, but instead they were celebrating me by saying, booze! Now, here are some birthday and anniversary announcements.
Okay, that's enough. We don't need any more.
Well, he explained it anyway.
At least he explained what was going on. Yeah. Okay, so go back to that. The alcohol. How many people overserved did you all see compared to normal years? Because every year people get overserved.
Yeah. About average.
About average.
But everyone was such a great mood because we were doing this. Like everybody was just so happy that we were pulling this off. I wonder if they will keep it, like, not obviously for the infield, but for the grandstand tickets, they just add in a certain charge. We talk about this all the time with cruises.
A listener just sent me a picture of Sasquatch enjoying what looks to be like maybe a parfait.
He's eating,
or
yes.
something.
And that, listen, look at Sasquatch's chair. It's struggling.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Look at it. It's like, I'm going to give up any moment now.
Zooming in. The guy's name was James Atkinson.
No, yes.
Trying to figure out what this is. See, it looks like Dippin' Dots or some kind of parfait that he's enjoying.
Oh. Can you confirm or deny Dippin' Dots or parfait, Sasquatch?
You're sitting at a desk.
I have some macaroni salad.
Ooh, macaroni salad. That's what it
and
is.
And that's your answer right there. It's macaroni salad. Yeah. Look at that. It looks delicious. But, again, it's just like a little shot glass of it.
Well, when you go on a cruise, Dave, don't you, like, try to add up, like, am I going to drink $78 worth of drinks, like, a day? Like, when you go on a cruise, they were like, well, you can pay an extra $70 a day, and everything's just a la carte. You just get what you want.
The answer's yes.
Well, here's what I would rather do. It's like, if I get a choice, because we're not going to have our cruise revolve around three meals a day. So give me the booze card, and I will buy my food. I'll find a hamburger a couple of times a day. That's all I need. Give me the booze card, not the food card.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
And then we'll talk.
I'm with you there, but when we go, we always go all-inclusive. And let me tell you, the house loses when the Wittens come to visit.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Susan drinks champagne all day.
You're all drunks. Time, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
For May 3rd, 2021, the joke... Oh, the day.
All right.
Oh, we're going to do a monastery joke, guys.
All right.
You know why? Because
never get old.
Because it's Monastery Monday.
How do you tell a joke as a monk?
I don't know. What? We came? Oh, I thought it was a joke.
Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, I thought
I was doing it.
Oh, yes, you are doing it with your Friar Tuck haircut. What?
Not for long.
Not for long, baby. This little sexy putting green's growing. Okay, here we go. Monastery Monday. Every 10 years, the monks in the monastery, they're allowed to break their vow of silence. They can speak just two words. Every 10 years, they get two words.
Okay. 10 years, two words?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
So this monk, Kenny, he gets his first chance.
There's no monks named Kenny.
This monk's name's Kenny.
I don't think this is a true story.
First chance?
Google it. All right. So anyway, Kenny the monk, he makes it 10 years. His first chance, he gets up and he says, food bad. I guess the food was bad, right?
Oh, right,
said, food bad.
Yeah.
Goes back to the silence for 10 years more. 10 years more, he comes up and he says, bed hard. I guess they got hard beds. Yeah. Makes it one more decade.
Oh, my gosh.
And okay, here comes Kenny. Kenny spouts out his two words. I quit. Well, the head monk.
Oh, that wasn't it.
No.
Sorry.
No. The head monk says, it doesn't surprise me. You've been complaining ever since you got here.
That's your joke of the day, May 3rd, 2021.
Hey, Tiffany. She made stardom for herself one mall at a time. She joins us this morning as well as the Bats manager. Lots to get to.
All right, man. Stick around because the Bats start this week. We'll see you out at the Slugger Field, man. All right, Sasquatch, have a great day.
Alrighty.
News Radio 840 WHAS. Stick around.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WHAS. If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the
I want to warn Jim Ryan and Dave Jennings that the coffee maker where we're broadcasting here is broken. So Dwight is now going into some sort of caffeine DTs.
Freaking out, man.
He's freaking out a little bit, running around the office.
Oh, my gosh.
Not sure what to do. Should I call the authorities or something? But
look, I'm getting ready to go down to the dentist office downstairs to steal
to
there.
Start straying a strong-arming him.
I'm going to say,
your coffee maker?
You're a dentist. You don't need to be shaky with coffee. I do. But let's bring in Jim Ryan from Texas. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing okay. Luckily, my coffee maker is working fine.
rub it in, why don't you?
Jim, Dwight and I, our wives, are both in the industry that you're about to talk about. So we're very well-versed on...
Stripping? Is that what this morning is?
No, it is not. Oh. It's about supplies. Building supplies are have taken off, and boy, it's we need to talk about it, Jim. Go ahead.
Yeah, the numbers are just, I mean, they're scary. If you look at the price of lumber, it's up something like 325% around the country. Incredible. The cost of copper is rising. Gypsum costs are going. Of course, that's what goes into drywall. Even the price of corn, and you wouldn't think there'd be a connection there, but corn is used in building insulation. It's also used in the fuel that gets the materials out to the job site. You put it all together, and you come up with an increase in the average price of a house of about $35,000 just because of the increasing building supplies. It's remarkable to see this happening. Of course, it comes at a time when interest rates are down, so there are more people out there trying to buy new homes and unfortunately finding that they're faced with sticker shock.
So, okay, but let's... I don't know if that's going to offset that or not, the low interest rates, and you're paying, you know, exponentially more for a house you shouldn't pay for. Is this a good time or a bad time for real estate agents? I got to think it's a great time for them, though, right? Because if they can get someone in a home, then their commission's extra high. Wouldn't that be fair to say?
Well, yeah, potentially. I mean, I guess for real estate agents, for a good one, any time is good, right? You've got clients who are buyers out there looking to buy and clients who are sellers trying to sell, and everybody has to live somewhere, so they should be doing okay one way or the other. But, yeah, that may be a good promotional tool, right? If you're an agent, you say, look, I know prices are going up real high. I'm not going to add on to my commission just because of this additional building cost, these labor costs, or the supplies cost. So, you know, if you're shrewd about it, it could be a good thing, I guess. But, boy, it's just, and obviously you've got to build that house someplace. The cost of land is up about 11% around the country. So it's really a tough time right now. I think that if you're in the market to buy, you might want to just hold off for a few months, live in your parents' basement, stay in an apartment, do something, wait for those prices to come back down just a bit.
Let's go back to the good old days, Jim. I like to call them April. So back then, we had to worry about little things like stealing our catalytic converters and our air conditioning copper. Are people now disassembling decks?
For the wood? Probably.
No reports of that yet, probably.
No, and you're right. I mean, the serious side of that is that obviously the lumber industry, the building industry, deals with these things in massive tons. But you and I, in building that deck or doing some home improvement project, even going to the lumber store, the home improvement store, you're going to see those price increases there too. Obviously, not on the same scale, but it's something that could impact anybody who wants to do something to their house.
All you got to do, Jim, is go into Home Depot. I purchased just 7 2x4s a couple of weeks ago. It was $100. And it's usually $3 a piece. So all you got to do is sit like on the next row at Home Depot and listen for people that go in and see the prices of the lumber and then the curse words that are yelled at, like, you got to be blanking kidding me. And but it's a perfect storm also. So my wife sells the electronics that go into the box that goes on the side of those big, you know, big warehouses. So it's not just lumber, it's a perfect storm of supplies to build either commercial or residential buildings. Any thought on when we're going to come out of that woods? Are we going to get people, I guess, back to work, and then all these numbers are going to go down? Is that what it is? Oh, there we go.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of it, certainly, is getting the people back into the factories and the sawmills and out there cutting the lumber and back at work. So certainly that'll help a lot. Part of this, too, is politics. There were some tariffs that were imposed on foreign lumber, and so the reciprocal tariffs are punching us here in the United States, too. So, you know, if that eases somewhat, if the tariffs are dropped or lifted or eased just a bit, then we may start to see some relief. But, I mean, I'm just glad I'm not trying to buy a home right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Yesterday I saw a Screw the Spotted Owl t-shirt. I thought that was a little too much.
Yeah, that was a little too much.
Yeah, no kidding. That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
Jim, did you get to see the we saw the record numbers for the Kentucky Derby. Obviously, we were all broadcasting for that. 15 million people down in Texas. Did you get a chance to take a look at the Derby we had?
I did not. I wish I had, but I didn't have the opportunity to do that. I was busy, actually, with home improvement projects, not buying
lumber. Yeah. Well, okay, but
how did it come out?
Mattress Mac is.
Oh, he was a big story here.
He's actually in Texas, is he not?
He is down in Houston. He owns a huge furniture store down there. Crazy, goofy TV commercials, but he also places huge bets on.
Yes,
that's where I was going. That's where I was going. He placed $2 million on a horse. It was the favorite.
Yeah,
and it didn't come in. But
fourth
came in fourth. Here's what I wonder if this is how he does it. He always says, you know, buy your mattress or furniture within X amount of windows before whatever sporting date,
right?
Super Bowl, whatever. And he says, if Tampa Bay wins, you won't pay 1 cent for it. And he hedges his bets by betting on the event.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if he sees how much furniture is getting sold, and then he says, okay, we need to bet more. We need to bet more just to cover it. But I think it's really kind of a brilliant business plan, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, and that's how he's done it in the past. And obviously when the Astros were in the World Series a couple of years ago, it was huge for him. And it's all about promotion. He knows exactly what he's doing. These silly commercials that he puts together, he's been doing since the 70s. And so if you draw, you know, how else would somebody in Louisville, Kentucky be talking about a Houston furniture dealer unless he were doing crazy things like this?
Right. Well, listen, stay safe, Jim. Good to hear from you. We'll talk to you this week, my friend.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, man. Jim Ryan. I'm getting some word from Tiffany's manager. She's having some ear, nose, and throat problems, and it might be delayed.
For today?
Let's see. Hang on.
Yeah, okay. Tiffany's supposed to join us a little bit later. That Tiffany, if you're wondering,
do we have the
crystal maker? No, that's not her.
It's the pop singer.
So I Googled a little Tiffany, and then right then that YouTube popped up, and it was her fighting with Debbie Gibson in a movie.
Ed Martin. Ed Martin sent me that link this morning. I'm like,
what is this?
It's some stupid movie about giant alligators and giant pythons.
Yes, and all of a sudden Tiffany and Debbie Gibson are in cocktail dresses rolling around and fighting in the lake.
And then Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees comes up, and he says, I like to sing this song, and then he gets eaten by a snake. And so they're in this pond fighting, and everyone gets eaten but them, and they stand up, and of course, as dopey as this movie is.
Oh, no. Don't say it.
No. Debbie goes.
Don't say it.
She goes, shh. He goes, what's it? I think we're alone now. and then Tiffany goes, there doesn't seem to be anyone around. I'll tell you, these B-movies, man, dumber,
those are great.
The dumber you can get,
they're great.
The more successful they are.
But guys, I found a Mattress Mac commercial.
Okay, great. Right,
not sure if it's any good. Let's just see.
Hi, folks. This is Mattress Mac, and I'd like to talk to you about one quarter of your life, 6 hours a night you spend in bed. If your mattress is older than 10 years old.
He's dressed as a mattress,
old,
by the way.
Pick it up and throw it out. Come to Gallery Furniture. Get yourself a beautiful new Sealy Posturepedic mattress. Get the best sleep money can buy on a Sealy Posturepedic mattress. They're all on sale right now. Gallery, save you money.
Gallery Furniture.
There you go.
He had
a mattress around him and his arms sticking out like a little T-Rex.
Isn't that great?
Let's just be honest. He's got a gambling addiction.
Of course he does.
And a really successful mattress. And sounding out his voice, he probably had some alcohol and drug issues in his life.
Think about the markup. Think about the markup on a mattress, though. I wonder how bad – remember Country Boy Waterbed and all the waterbeds?
Hell yeah.
I wonder how bad that hit the mattress industry, or did they just start dealing
with – No, they moved to futons. Remember?
Oh, right, yeah.
They went from waterbeds to futons.
I love a futon on my salad.
Oh, I got a futon at the house. What you talking about?
Of course you do.
What?
Nothing. Stick around. We're going to be talking to the Bats manager plus. All right.
Pat Kelly.
It's confirmed. Tiffany will be on time, they
say.
Okay, so we'll talk to Tiffany plus the Childhood Cancer Family Fund Foundation. Their benefit is this Saturday. It's sold out on the MC, but I'm going to tell you how you get some really, really cool memorabilia. That's on the way as well.
Keep it where you got it.
That's what they say when we're together.
I love it. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Let me fix this coffee pot.
All right, here, come on.
Hello.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.